Unique Weirdos, what up? It's Roxy Blue. Big boy. Bitch. Yo, yo. Hey little daddy, welcome to my show. The name is Roxy Blue, but the green makes me go. I scream to the top, where you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Here I go again. I thought buddy was frontin' when he came up for some win. I told him I'm a fiend when it comes to the best. I can make it rain, oh daddy, don't test me. So, they call me Little Avatar. I make that word their bend when it comes down to this dandy bar. Puts it in your face to make you savor it like candy bars. And if you do it well, I will hand you out a golden star. So, yes, I'm a kinky chick. And when it comes to sexing, I will show you what it is. So get it misconstrued, cause I'm classy with my shit. I'll be strapping up twice, because I don't want that package. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little headlight is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top, when you lick the bottom. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top, when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Let's roll play, throw a few swings. When I see the green, I become very friendly. Maybe handcuffs, you can be the officer. A baddie, yet a dentist. Money, tattoos, and a whole lot of booze. I'm living life fast, and I'm breaking all the rules. My heart is in the cage, and I threw away the key. My love is past tense, like mass burned to the heat. That get really silly, that a nigga try and clown me. I make his main bitch eat my box like a brownie. I'm spitting like a porn star when it comes out to this show. Follow me on Twitter if you really wanna know. Welcome to my show, little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top, when you lick the bottom. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Hey little daddy, welcome to my show, little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top, when you lick the bottom. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle.
What the deal, people? It's Shamir Brooklyn Black. I got Sanish Bond here. We waiting for Miss Nikki to get here. You are definitely tuned in to Real Rap with Nikki on Pregame Radio, 347-857-4302. Hit us on that Twitter, pregame_radio, Brooklyn Black, @ThoughtsTheSame, @How'sYourHeadGame. You guys already know. We're going to get into a couple quick tunes now, saying get you guys ready and relaxed after a long day. Now, saying if you have on a guy day, I know you can relate. You know, so just hit us up, 347-857-4302. It's Real Rap with Nikki. Use that hashtag on Twitter, and we'll be right back.
All I know is there should be no reason.
Look at y'all niggas.
All I know is there should be no reason. All I know is there should be no reason. All I know,
Look at y'all smoking ass niggas after every pole niggas start choking ass niggas.
You know why?
Nigga.
All I know is you believe.
Look at y'all bitch ass niggas, stop lying on your dick ass niggas.
You know why?
Nigga.
All I know is you believe.
Look at y'all looking ass niggas, stop looking at my ass niggas. Look at y'all lying ass niggas, talking about his paid off for his finance, lying ass niggas. Bunch of non-mogul ass niggas, frontin' like they got a plan, boost mobile ass niggas. Nigga, look at y'all, can't get a job, so you plotting how to rob ass niggas. I ain't got a check for y'all, but if I'ma check for y'all, I'ma need a check from y'all niggas. I don't want sex, give a fuck about your ex, I don't even want to text from y'all niggas. I'm raping you niggas, look at this pic, look at what the fuck I say to you niggas. Ain't feeling these niggas, niggas when my time call me Clinton, I'm feeling these niggas.
All I know is there should be no reason. All I know is there should be no reason. All I know is there should be. All I know is there should be no reason. All I know, you know, and you know, it's a wild reason.
Look at y'all sharing one bottle in the club, one bottle full of pub ass niggas. Look at y'all nine having game ass niggas, y'all niggas share chain ass niggas. Same cup in the hand ass nigga in the club with a credit card scam ass nigga. No dick in the pants ass nigga, I'll be damned if I fuck a nine-man ass nigga. I would never fuck a nine-man ass nigga. I would never lie, even if that nigga flew me and my bitches all the way out to Dubai. Pussy, you tried. Pussy ass nigga, you lied. Pussy ass nigga, you high. Bitch, I'm me. 100 on the wrist, I ski. Off on the wall, I ski. Fuck who see. Look at you fake dope dealers. No real niggas that be moving weight in them villas. Fucking about keys, say it's keys in the van, but he really move grams and he split it with his man.
All I know is there should be no reason.
How you doing, Black? How you doing, Sam? What's going on?
What's happening? What it do?
Nothing
What's
much. Running
on?
A little bit late. How's everybody doing?
Shoot, everything good around here. No, I'm talking about. I was just watching a soccer game though. I'm talking about
what?
Crazy though.
Yo, what soccer
shout
game?
Out to Germany. Shout out to Germany beating Brazil's ass in their home field, son.
Shout out to Germany because I actually have family members from Germany. I'm pretty sure you done seen the white kids on my Instagram. They're from Germany. Shout out to Germany. Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
And they actually are soccer players. Shout out to my cousins, Tyron and Giovanni. Yes. I cannot pronounce the country that you're from in Germany, but, like, you know, like I don't, but shout out to them.
Oh, yeah, that's a little massacre, though, man. You know what I'm talking about? It shocked me, though, but, hey, it is what it is, though.
You think, but I have a question, though. Because y'all talking about soccer and shit like that, do you think that, like, people have paid attention less to the World Cup series because, like, the United States, like, they're out of the game? Do you think so?
I think it's the same, honestly. Not really.
Yeah, because, you know, America is one big-ass melting pot, you know what I mean? So,
like, when I found out
I got a whole bunch of German coworkers and coworkers from Argentina, you know, because it seems like niggas really don't rep their country like that unless they win it in the World Cup or some shit or the Olympics or something, you know what I'm saying?
Basically.
But, you know, so I don't think the fact that the U.S. went out caused the as people are still watching, we're still tweeting about it. Like, I think that's still, like, the number one trend in the world on Twitter, World
mm-hmm.
Cup. So, like, people are still watching. People are still paying attention to the game. You know what I'm saying? USA make it. So, we're like, who really expected for the U.S. to go far? Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, we play soccer, but we're probably the only country that calls it soccer. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's football.
And those countries that call it football, from what I've learned, are pretty fucking nice in it.
They are. And I also, I've also noticed, too, like, a lot of the key star players of, you know, from different teams, like, I didn't even know that a lot of them pursue, like, male modeling a lot. Like, I've done seen them doing a whole bunch of modeling work, and I'm just like, wow, these soccer players are really doing a damn thing. Being that we're talking about sports, what do y'all think about Chris Bosh and you know, Melo. I want to know, did y'all know that he's seriously considering, like, the Rockets' max deal offer of $88 million for over 4 years? Do you think he belongs on the Rockets?
Personally, I think he'll fit in good with the Rockets. I mean, he gets to play, he won't play center. And he don't want to play center, so that'll fit him perfectly. And plus, with all the shooters they got with Dwight Howard in the middle, I say it's a good fit. And with Bosch going possibly going to the Rockets, that'll free up and let Melo come down to the Heat, you know. And I like the sound of that, honestly.
Okay. Black, what do you think about that?
Well, me personally, it's just more so because a lot of us sports fans, we tend to forget. You know what I'm saying? the players, the athletes, the coaches, all that, this is their job. This is their profession. You know what I'm saying? As much as we would like as New York Knicks fans for Carmelo to stay in New York Knicks because he's a good player and he does great shit third and fourth quarter, you know what I mean? But if they come up with a better offer and he feels for him and his family that going to Miami or going to the Lakers or going to all these other rumored places he may be going would be a better fit, then, yo, he go, then he'll go. You know what I'm saying? And as far as Wade and LeBron and Bosh opting out their contracts because they ain't win the title, that's some straight crybaby temper tantrum shit. But at the same time, like I just said, this is their job. So if they feel they can perform better or get a chip with another team and they're able to do so as far as contract and shit, yo, by all means, go do your thing, player. Like, what, as far as what the fans and the critics are going to say, hey, whatever. That, and that's also how you find out who's a real team fan, who's a real bandwagoner, and who's a real certain athlete fan. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Because there's people tweeting now, Heat Nation or Lakers Nation, but they can't tell you who's on the they can't tell you who's on the 1995 Miami Heat.
Couldn't fucking tell you, boy.
Couldn't tell you.
Couldn't fucking tell you. Because niggas is not real fucking fans. Like, they're not real fans. All right. Well, what about Melo? You know, he's still undeciding between the Lakers, the Knicks, and the Bulls. Like, I mean, if you had a say-so in which team he chose to go to, which team would you most definitely likely to see him on? You know, like, which team would you pick, thoughts of saying? Like, what you think about Melo?
Me personally, I feel he should stay in New York. Based on the fact that they got Phil Jackson there and they got Fisher the coach. So they're going to run that triangle offense. And with Melo and that triangle offense, he's going to put up major numbers because that offense, it's the greatest thing ever seen if you've ever seen that thing run. So personally, I believe he should stay with the shooters that they got plus the big man, and I think it'll be a perfect fit for them when they actually have a real system to play in.
Okay, that's what's up. Black, what you think?
Me being a New York Knicks fan, of course, I would like to see Melo stay on the Knicks. Hell, I would like to see most of the great players in the Eastern Conference on the Knicks because Lord knows we need it. But
yes.
You know what I'm saying? But it's more so because right now they got really big man Tyson Chandler. They sent him back to Dallas. You know what I'm saying? We got the Spanish dude, it's Calderon, I think. His name is
mm-hmm.
You know, we got a couple of good, solid players, but at the same time, we're missing that dude at the five. You know, and let's be for real, Melo can't do it on his own. J.R. Smith, more like if he smokes another blunt, he's gonna be like AI.
Oh my god!
Yeah,
J.R. Smith smokes another blunt.
Now I'm saying Amon Shumpert. Shumpert, he gone. You know what I'm saying? I don't see Tim Hardaway Jr. really coming into his own at least until next season.
Right.
Even though he did great shit this past season, I don't see him really becoming hitting that full potential at least until that third season, especially with all of the player movements going around. Because, you know, you got to get used to how the other teammates play. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You got to know, okay, this motherfucker can't show in his right, so I can't pass to him if he's on my right. But
right.
If he's on the left, I'll hit him all day. You gotta get used to shit like that. You know, so it's really gonna take a minute for the team and stuff to get situated for Tim Hardaway to really step out and develop as that player. So for right now, that's gonna be stability, and as far as Melo said it, that team will have that stability.
Oh, definitely.
Definitely. I definitely do agree with what you know what you both have to say about that. All right, well, enough talking about sports. Let me give my shout-outs. Like, I have so much to give. Oh, my gosh. It's unbelievable, you know, the love that I receive. Shout-out to @MikeLighty. Definitely, we're going to get an interview with him. As you guys all know, like, you know, he does booking for Busta Rhymes, CBJ, Basically, everybody that's pretty much out there right now, he's in charge of their bookings for certain events, and he definitely was paying attention, and we got to chop it up. So that will be coming soon. But tonight, we have the super producer at Music Maestro, and we also have Franchise World, like, in the building. And I know both these two individuals, you know, very well. I know Franchise through, you know, networking, and we actually are friends, and he's actually doing the damn thing and, you know, trying to get out there in the music industry, and he has hot fire. And we also have Music Maestro, like, he done produced for a whole bunch of people in the industry. And when he comes on, I'm gonna let him tell you exactly who he's done produced for, you know, what he's doing right now, what he got going on, how he can help you. And it's going to be a good show. And my shout-outs is, shout-out to you, Thoughts of Sand. Thank you once again for co-hosting with me. Definitely do appreciate you. Shout out to you at Brooklyn Black. You know, nothing is possible without you, and I have you to thank for everything. So shout out to
That's
you.
Right.
Yes. Shout out to.
I finally got 1,500 followers on Twitter.
I know you got 1,500. I know. I'm so proud. You did it on your own. I didn't have to like hassle my followers to follow you. So I'm happy that you did that on your own. Shout out to, I know him as the Pussy Eating Champ. I forget his like actual at
Not
name.
This guy. Damn, yeah, that nigga.
don't be talking about my homie like that. At Damn is Sick. You know, shout out to him. I know he's tuning in. Shout out to at Griffin, Evolution of Griffin. He really does a lot of things, and he represents the artist at SGT War. They hold it down for the Queens area in New York City, and they have a lot of things going on, like a lot of music, and they're popping right now. I don't know if anybody has gotten signed recently. But they're out there. They actually have like a what you would call like a live streaming show that takes place called Chop City TV.
Mm-hmm.
So shout out to them. Shout out to Griffin. I'm trying to. He had basically wanted me to ask a question last week, and I didn't get a chance to ask it because I didn't see it until the very end of like the show and everything. And I think it was based on basically like, how do you deal with people that you know that are close to you that basically steal from you? You know what I'm saying? Like, how do you remain cool, or how do you get past that? Like, how do you even address the situation knowing that this is somebody that you grew up with, you're probably best friends, and they did something like that to you? How do you get around that, and how do you move forward from that? And before I give my answer to him, because I believe that's what his question was, Thoughts of Saying, how do you feel about that?
Man, that's...
You know, because I know that shit hurts. You know what I'm saying?
I know that hurt. That's deep, though. That cut real deep, you know what I'm saying? And me personally, you know what I'm saying? I mean... With that kind of betrayal, ain't no forgiveness on that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I go to the furthest extent of doing what I need to do to get whatever I need back. And then, I mean, it's dead weight from now. Like, I mean, you got to recover however you recover. If it take months, years, weeks, you know what I'm saying? But that person itself would be dead to me. That's how I feel about it.
But... how do you feel about that? You know, I don't know if it's ever been done to you before. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it's like this.
Because that shit
like,
really,
like
you
if,
know.
If it's someone like that, if they're real close to me, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if it's a good friend, you know what I'm
right.
saying? Because if you're a good friend, I consider you family. You feel what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So, pretty much if you're family, if you need something, you want something, you know what I'm saying? You can ask. If I ain't got it, Leo, I ain't got it, or whatever. But 8 times out of 10, I'll make sure you have it. Because if I have it, you can get it because I love to see you with it.
Right.
You know what
That's
I mean?
That's all I am.
But if you have to, if you have to really feel you got to go as far as going behind my back and stealing it from me, you know what I mean? What else would you steal behind my back? Would that, then you would go after my woman? You know what I mean? Would you, you know, because it, it's a line. And also at the same time, it depends on what it is. Like, if I had a half a L clip on my in my ashtray or whatever, and my boy came, took that shit and smoked it. I was like, oh, all right, well, roll up another blunt, but I don't care. Because you can't just take my last bit of weed, because if
you
just clipping the ashtray, that means that's
not,
all I fucking
got. You're not
going
to take my motherfucker. You're not going to just do that. You can't come to my house and see a fucking half a clip of whatever in my ashtray, and you're not going to just pick that shit up and just smoke that shit. Nah.
That's like getting my last shot of 1800.
Even if he's damn consistent.
That's the last. That means that's the last of my weed. And I'm trying to stretch
even
the
if it
out.
Isn't, though, you know what I'm saying? Even if it isn't, though, like, maybe I just clipped that shit, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, I actually wanted to get back to it because it was, like, my good blunt, you know what I'm saying? And although I may have, like, some regs on the side, like, you know, I may want to clip that and then, you know, smoke my other blunt and then clip that and then halfway, you know, just don't touch my shit. Don't do that.
And like I said, all you
just don't
do
that.
Ask, yo, what's good? We smoking this or whatever? Because, yo, if we cool like that, well, I'm smoking with you anyway.
Exactly. Let me pick up the. Let me pick it up. Let me light it and let me pass it to you. That's it. Straight,
you know,
like that.
But like I said, if it's like that's like, yo, damn, if you willing to steal my L, like damn, like I said, what you'll steal my woman, you'll steal my money. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And
you'll probably even steal toilet tissue from me.
Word. And at the end of the day, it boils down to the principle of it and the loyalty as a friend. Because, like, yo, if you know we family and you know you're talking to him, I'm going to give it to you anyway, you don't have to steal it. I could leave a stack of money on the dresser, leave my crib for 3 hours, come back, and that stack is there without a bill touch.
Yeah, nah.
You know, but, Nikki, your call lines are blowing up, kid.
Oh, my call log is blowing up. Cool. Wait, before we bring somebody on, let me just give a shout out real quick, because he's definitely going to be on with us on Thursday. So everybody that is blowing up my call log, make sure y'all fucking tune in on Thursday for at Follow Moselli. And this is a clothing designer that is on the come up. I think his clothing is fucking dope. Of course, I will be receiving some clothing from him, and I definitely will be rocking it and tweeting it live, so you guys can definitely check it out. Like, I'm going to let him, when he comes on Thursday, he's definitely tuning in right now because he tweeted me saying that he's listening, so shout out to you. You know, we definitely chopped it up, and, you know, good people's cool-ass niggas, so I know he's going to definitely prosper in the long run. But, Black, yeah, let's get to the call logs real quick. Like, I want to see who's calling me right now.
All right, let's get to the call logs. Shout out to all of these different area codes on the check-in.
Shout out to all the different area codes, yes.
Shout out to the 702. I believe that's Vegas. So shout out to Vegas on the check-in. 504. I'm
Vegas.
Sure that's New Orleans. So shout out to New Orleans. Shout out to 702.
Also,
I know that's
yes.
ATL.
Shout out to at Chops. My nigga Chops. Yes. Shout out to Chops. He's definitely tuning in right now. Shout out to you. Actually, and I'm going to tell you one thing about Chops, because I actually did a show with Chops. If you guys know who at Smooth the Dude is, you know, he has his show on Monday nights. He's from Little Rock, Arkansas. He's definitely a big supporter of me. He actually had me on, like, you know, I was actually a co-host on his Monday night shows. And we used to get it in. Shout out to at Carter Blue and Dawn Dutchess and everybody. You know, that
that's
used to tune in.
That's why
you talk real nasty. Shut up, though. But definitely, if y'all definitely do want to hear me on the Smooth the Dude show, you definitely can hashtag search him, Blog Talk Radio search him. Like, you know, like always, all the shows are recorded, so you definitely can get an episode with How's Your Head Game, Coasting with Chops, and Carter Blue, and Smooth the Dude, and shout out to everybody. I miss you guys, too. Yes, Black.
Love
so yeah, let's get into the
call. Let's get into these callers, yo.
Yes.
The first one I'm bringing on, your last four digits are 2738. 2738. You are live on the air. Real rap. What's going on?
Chops in the building.
Hi, Chops.
What's going on with you?
Nothing much. What's going on with you? Like, I know you just heard the whole intro I just did for you. What is good, nigga? What's up?
Shit, man, I've been chilling and chilling. You know, shit, out here networking. Shit, managing and shit, you know.
That's what it is. That's what's up. So on that end, like, since you know you say you've been managing, I don't know if you care to share who you have been managing and, like, you know, in your area, like, what's going on and, like, you know, if do your whole plug-in and you know, get it in.
You know, I'm C-Chops. I'm part of the Smoothie Dude and C-Chops show that comes on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. We'll be displaying, showcasing underground talent. And, you know, so anybody's trying to get themselves trying to come up, you know, they hit our show
right.
up, you know, get their callers in, get all their people with them.
Yes,
you know,
most definitely.
Put them on spot. We had a lot of people just came on there. They started networking with the whole family. So, you know, it's like, man, it's been number love.
That's what it is. And since you're on the line and, you know, I was starting, like, I started off my topics kind of with the sports thing. I don't know. Do I'm pretty sure you fuck with sports, right? I'm pretty sure you fuck with basketball and everything.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
All right. So what do you think about this whole Chris Bosh, you know, considering the Rockets for $88 million for 4 years? What do you think about that?
I mean, my thing is, when he started off with the Raptors, he was by himself. But now, it's like, you know, he's trying to follow what LeBron's doing. And it's like, you know, you got to be your own man. That's why people always saying he's suspect. So it's like, you know, if I'm offered $86 million for 4 years, LeBron will probably go somewhere and pay for like 1 or 2 years. So you're going to try to follow him your whole career? You got to learn to be the man. If you want to be the man, go take that money. Don't worry about what LeBron's doing. LeBron and Melo going to keep doing what they want to do anyway.
Mm-hmm. Thoughts are saying, what you got to say to what Chop said? Because I know you was expressing yourself earlier when I asked you about the situation.
Oh, yeah. What he's saying is straight up, though. You know what I'm saying? I agree with him, though. You feel me? I mean, like he say, in Toronto, he was that nigga. You know what I'm talking about? And how he is, he fall up. You know what I'm saying? But I believe, if you go to Houston, he going to be somebody whole anyway. You know what I'm talking about? I mean, that's just how he rocked, though. He ain't the nigga he used to be, though.
Right. I'm like, you know, Wade even understand that now. Wade ain't got too many years left to play.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, nah, you know, shit, another opportunity like that, nigga better jump on there and take that, because nobody going to just give you $86 million. Man, if you get hurt, that's a wrap.
Exactly. Most definitely. All right, well, Chops, definitely stick around because in a couple of minutes, I definitely have one of my first interviews of the night, Franchise Boys, Franchise World, coming through so that, you know, he can talk about what he got going on. So I definitely want you to hear that interview. Black, let's get into a commercial break so that way when we come back, we can definitely introduce Franchise.
Hey, I could do for sure. We could do the damn thing. 347-857-4302. This one here is a special request that goes out to all of our listeners in Indonesia. Good morning, Indonesia.
Good morning, Indonesia.
We are pretty much your early morning wake-up call, and as requested, I got Agnes Mo featuring T.I. and Timbaland. With Coke Bottle right now, Real Rap with Nikki. Hit us up, 347-857-4302. You already know Nikki's in the buildings.
Yes.
Now, Sam Sandspawn, and you know me. On the 1-2, Brooklyn Black. Hit us up on that Twitter, and we'll be right back.
Woman, I'm VIP, they can see me. I'd be like, damn, now they're trying to. to the floor, then bring it back to me. The man in the world, got a box like Timothy. Her curves make me go crazy, that's why this beat is insane. Her coke bottle shake, yeah, screaming my name. But wait, wait, she said she got a man. The way she move it, got me in a trance. I gotta tell her that I'm a fan. Yes, sir.
Oh, you never catch me.
Definitely back in the building, Brooklyn Black. Real Rack with Nikki, Thoughts of Sand in the building, and you know,
yeah,
I believe
yeah,
one of our
yeah.
future guests is here.
Of course he is. Ladies and gentlemen, definitely if you're rocking out with Real Rack with Nikki all across the world, like I said again, hey Indonesia, good morning. We are about to have Ferrari Franchise in the building. Like I said again, he's definitely an artist that I actually respect and I actually wish great things upon him. And this is why I have him on my show, because I want him to be able to, you know, just share his talents and, you know, and talk about what he got going on. So, ladies and gentlemen, here is Ferrari Franchise.
Goody, man. Thank you for having me, man. Nikki, I appreciate everything you do.
You're
I'm saying I'll definitely tune in. Definitely tune in, because you know you're the Twitter star, superstar.
I am not the Twitter superstar.
Twitter.
You
yes,
know,
you
I fell off. I fell off. I fell off.
We know you all. We know you all.
But yes, definitely. I'm so glad to have you in the building, and I definitely have some questions that I want to ask you.
Oh yeah, definitely. You know I'm here. We I've been doing like a internet radio run this whole weekend for like 4th of July, because got a lot of things coming up. So you know what I'm saying, definitely stay tuned. I want to keep the people on here to what we're doing.
Exactly. Yeah. And I want to ask you, who are some of your musical influences, and whoever they are, how have they inspired you to actually do what you do? Because, you know, we all get inspired by someone. You know, I'm the greatest. Go ahead.
All right, whatchamacallit. Well, as far as, like, musical influence, I like all types of music, but as far as hip-hop, I would have to say, like, I was a big D-Block fan. I'm saying, like, everybody as far as, like, Chief Lucha, SP and Jadakiss, and a whole lot. So I'm saying that was a big influence on me. Nas was a big influence on me. DMX, the whole Rough Riders movement, that's a big influence on me because I was able to see it also. You know, that was also a big thing about it. As far as, like, I kind of like, let me go down south. I like some southern artists, too.
Okay.
I like, T.I., Luda, probably, like, I could say kind of an influence on me. I grew up during that era, I'm saying, where they was in their prime. So, definitely Big Pun. I cannot forget my son. Yeah, Big Pun, a major influence on me. But overall, I have to say it would have to be Nas, man. I was a big Nas fan. Mm-hmm. I'm saying, one point in my life,
oh,
man,
yeah.
all five albums just playing that back to back. That ass.
Words of a hanging sleeve.
But yeah, those are probably like, the, I mean, you know, aside from Big and Pac and all that, you know what I'm saying? I definitely listen to those, but. You know what I'm saying? Those artists. But as far as, like, influencing my music, it would have to be, like, Nas, D-Block, those type of artists.
Okay. Going back to one of your songs, I'm Lighting It.
Yeah.
Me. Yes.
That's my joint right there, man. I love that.
You know,
good looking, bro. Appreciate that.
What inspired you to even get in the booth and to even come up with that song? Like, how was you feeling when you did that?
Honestly,
I'm lighting it.
Honestly, I thought of the visual first before I even constructed the song. So I kind of like, you know, I just wanted to, I know 420 is a big thing, so I wanted to like drop the video on 420. And, you know, I already had the vision as far as like how I wanted the vision of the song to go. So after that, it was pretty easy to write it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I smoke weed. So it was pretty easy to fucking write about smoking weed. You know what I'm saying? So that was really basically, and everywhere I go, I fucking light it. So I feel like that really took me in essence who I am. You know what I'm saying? Everywhere I go, niggas know I'm lighting that shit. I'm saying so. What?
That's what it is. Definitely. I have your music, and
mm-hmm.
because, you know, this is like my second show and everything. We're loading it up to the switchboard earlier today. You know what I'm saying? It's taking a while. So I'm definitely going to play it next week. I'm definitely going to play all your new music next week. So you have to tune in because it will definitely be in a contest. All
right.
And it definitely will be in. But I also have another question before... All right. You know, we get out of here and everything like that. What are you doing now, and how can people find you? And it's like a three-part question kind of the whole thing in one. Like, what are you doing right now? How can people find you? And what words do you have to say to everybody out there that is trying to do what you do? You know what I'm saying? That's listening and trying to do what you do.
Well, you can find me. I got my website up, franchise.com. I got all my links on there.
You
I got the video
it
up.
People who can't, who, you know,
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I spell franchise.
You know, niggas don't
yeah.
know hood spelling, man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
Man,
that's
some shit differently
you gotta,
out here.
You got to write that.
I spell it FRANCHEYEZ. Like, I see the business, man, franchise, you see this. So, you could go on my website. I got all my links on there. I got my video up on there. I got my shit on iTunes on there. I got my SoundCloud. Facebook, IG. Oh, shout out to my fantasy girls. I got models on deck too.
Oh yeah.
That they fuck with me. Yeah, shout out to my fantasy girls, Biker. Yeah, you know, right now they got they
I definitely wasn't called and shit. You know what I'm saying?
You was being super mom.
Yes. Yeah. I am super mom.
You are though. We know this.
Thank you.
But yeah, so you know what I'm saying? I got that on deck. You can check that out on there. And basically what I got going on right now, shout out to my man Catalyst. Tomorrow I got a show.
Wait, you do not know Catalyst?
Yeah, I know Catalyst. He's the bro,
okay,
man.
Well, let me tell you something, because when you get up with Caddy, let him know that you know me, because I will never forget. If you actually, because, you know, we're friends on Facebook or whatever the case may be, if you go to, I think, Big Boy Management, is one of those albums we was on, like, I actually was on his White Boat Affair back, what year was this in? With Lala.
So you know Sun for a minute.
I know Sun for a minute. Yes, I know Catalyst. Hell yeah. Like, we go way
back.
Yeah,
so
like,
we doing something now. Like,
oh, really?
We did a whole promo run, like, this weekend. Yeah, so
yes.
Right now, me, him, and Songless. We doing,
oh, and I definitely do know Songless, too. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Like, the
tomorrow,
is real.
Yo, we working.
That's
Tomorrow's a show on at K Lounge on 138th and 3rd Avenue. If whoever's listening, come through. Come show support. Follow Songless at Songless. I'm saying one.
Wow.
So, you know what I mean? Yeah, we working, man, for real. We got a little couple things in motion we trying to work on. And that's basically it right now. Right now, I got my mixtape coming up called Federal Reserve Notes. I'm dropping that at the end of this month. My EP at the end of the summer. So I'm just trying to hit everybody in the head, man. And my message to everybody, number one, invest into your career, man. If you're not investing into your career, you're not doing anything. I know a lot of people say that, but really, it's not really about investing big bucks. It's about investing the time and making sure that it's effective. So, you know what I'm saying? And just make sure that you do to the whatever it is that you do to the fullest, man. That's the only thing I could really tell people, man, because that's what I'm about to do. Work.
Exactly. But those are very good words. And, of course, invest in yourself, because if nobody else believes in you, you believe in you.
Yeah, of course.
You know what I'm saying?
If you don't believe in you, ain't nobody is.
First,
trust me.
That's just number one, right? If you don't even believe in yourself, fuck even trying to convince other people to even believe in you. No,
it's
it doesn't
over.
Work like that. It's
it
self-love, invest in yourself, and that's definitely what it is. Yes, if you have to, you know, spend, you know, a couple of dollars to get, you know, your shit professionally done, do that, because that's what everybody is looking at and looking for. Nobody wants some nigga that just fucking sat there and tried to use Photoshop.
Yeah.
Tried to. And didn't.
Yeah. Try is not in my vocabulary.
Because you actually have to be kind of smart to even use that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, nah. My whole thing is, man, just do, man. Because, you know, whatever you put out in the universe is bound to come back, even if it takes, you know, years of work. I'm saying, if you keep, something's bound to come back to you. So just whatever it is that people want to do in life, and if you really feel passionate about it, then don't let anybody take that from you. And, you know, be confident in it. That's all I could really say. Word.
Definitely.
Ooh.
And also, too, I also
respect.
Want to say before you get out of here, also, too,
yeah.
Support goes a long way. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, it does.
And
yes, it does.
When I say support, it doesn't mean, like, you know what I'm saying, you have to, you know, like, give a nigga $100 towards whatever he's doing. I mean, that's good. That's good. That's good. But support also means, like, you know, helping
come through,
him come through his show. Exactly. Show up at the show. You know, if you see him have a tweet, you know, tweet his song, retweet that shit. You know what I'm saying? You know, share that shit on Facebook. You know, just encourage a nigga, support him, let him know that you are in his corner, that you know that you do respect everything that he's trying to do, and everything is everything, because I feel like, you know, support goes a long way.
Yeah, and you know, that's a big thing in New York, too, that I really feel like is missing, is like the support factor. So that's what we're trying to bring back, with Songlist and me and Cav. You know, we all got different styles. That's why I'm supporting his show. I'm not even performing tomorrow, but I support my bro, you know what I'm saying? Come through. It's a free concert. It's free. You don't got to pay nothing. It's free.
Well, everybody know where it's at, because if you know every motherfucking everybody loves free, you know, when we hear
Yeah,
free,
it's free.
Like,
I mean, the drinks ain't free, but, you know,
of course,
the admission is free.
The entry, that's enough. That's enough.
Come through.
Shit,
K-Lounge.
Drink water, nigga. Shit.
The bathroom is free at all times. You know what I'm saying? K-Lounge, 138th, 3rd Avenue. Come through, support us. This is the beginning of something real major. You know what I'm saying? We got a lot of things in the works. And we just working, man. I really want to put myself out there, because I really feel like people just been waiting for me to do something. So, you know, it's about that time. Word.
All right. Well, I don't mean to put you on the spot.
Yeah.
If I am, let me know.
What's
you know,
spot?
If
what's
I am,
spot?
Let me know.
Real rap.
But I actually, it's real rap with fucking Nikki. You know me. You
okay,
know I'm
okay,
real super
okay.
cool, because you know we done hung out. We done chilled. You know I'm as real as it fucking comes. So
yeah.
Before you get off, because you know I have another interview to do, I actually want to hear something. Like, can you just, like,
oh,
you know.
Hit some bars.
Yeah, I want to hear some bars. Like, I don't know. Let me know if you need a beat. If not, if you can do it.
Nah, I don't need no beat. Nah, we don't need no beat.
Because you a real nigga. All right. Exactly. All right, so
no,
let me hear
no
something.
All right. Yo, lost soul in the crossroad. Duck and Popo, man, the world's so cold, going loco, gotta pop that fofo, niggas losing their breath like a choco, man, you're moving that slow-mo, when it come to that ounce, gotta bounce like a pogo, call me cheesy, no photo necessary, I be pumping that shit like a capillary, ain't stopping till I'm rich with a bitch that is Halle Berry, I'm riding dirty, the trunk unsanitary, every bad boy want a bad joint, nigga, you can ask Mike Larry, I be grinding till I'm dead and buried, if I'm feeling wary, I still milk that bitch like dairy. I don't care, cause my life's so real. This ain't no fairy tale. I'ma kill you, nigga. Hope you roll the wheel. I hope you go to hell for all the lies to tell, ho. Like the time you were short and I gave you that shit off the arm like an elbow. It's cool, cause the money be calling. The shit never ever hit your cell phone. I'm attached to the money like Velcro. This is hip hop essence like a shell toe. Yo. Chisel.
Yo.
Nice. Yo, good looking, man. Real rap with Nikki, so you know I gotta spit some real shit, Nikki.
Nice.
Thank you. Definitely.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for, like I said again, your music will definitely be playing this coming Thursday.
Yes,
definitely gonna be in my whole little segment that I have going on, Cram It or Fucking Jam It. And like I said, I already know you. If you come on in my shit, I'm definitely cramming your music all the way.
Good looking.
I'm a supporter. I love it. I done seen little videos you did have done, all of that. So like I said, everybody, yes, go look him up, follow him.
Yes.
Collab.
Yes.
Get that nigga
yes.
on your track. Let's go.
Yes.
Let's get it.
Let's do this. What I'm talking about. Yo, shout out to SOS, man. Shout out to my dude Vegas. He just did a video. Now I'm saying 0 to 100. You're going to catch that real quick. We're bringing the whole SOS team back too. So, you know, we working, man. We working. For real.
That's what it is.
Yes, sir. Well,
right.
Thank you, Nikki, for having me.
You're welcome.
My dude,
you're
good
welcome.
Looking.
For
supporting
sure.
My, good looking.
All right. So, Black, let's get into a little commercial break really quickly before we bring on Super Producer, Music Maestro.
Super producer, maestro.
Definitely another cool cat, I know. But yes, let's get into commercial break, because I actually also want to talk about, I seen something today that really caught my eye, and it has to do with Trey Songz, and it has to do with Psy Nigga. So, I definitely want to talk a little bit about that, and I want your opinion if you think that he makes Psy Nigga music. I definitely want to know, because this is my nigga, because he be talking about love and shit, but then it's just like,
Look,
I don't know. But yeah, let's get into this commercial break.
We're going to get into that after the commercial.
Yeah.
347-857-4302. Of course, it's Real Rap with Nikki. I'm Brooklyn Black.
Of
we are close to stands. Now I'm saying the South is in the building. Coming up next, we got Brooklyn's own Sparrow
SPA770W. We trust on that Twitter featuring Tone Trump with some of all y'all ladies like that version of Remy. And we'll be right back.
Boy, I'll put that on my city. Put that on my bitch weave, that Remy. God forbid all the real niggas die. Then I bet my heart stop.
Shorty, you shorty, why you worry? You text me, you text her, I tell you shit too hard. The bitch ate balls, I call it a boom party. Sorry, nigga, I'm the hallmark nicest. Why you run base like the ballpark heist? I put that grip to a skull like Tyson and take half off like Walmart prices. Now, fix your ass up. Like God out the shower, get your ass up. These red run bullets that'll lift your ass up till the cops come to free sun.
Put on for my city, the west side of Philly, man, I run that shit like Diddy, in the Porsche banging Biggie, I put that on my bitch weed, little blind sick bitch, she like a young E, they love Tony, they hate Tony, I don't give a fuck, long as I can cake, homie, 3 shows a week, kill him down south, 5 Fiji yesterday, I survived in the drought, tried to blackball a nigga, I survived all the doubt, put my name on the map, they kept my name in they mouth, 300 like keeping me, street rap like Dallas Sheet, loud feel like Hov and Bleed. See, I'm all about the money, all about the paper. That's 550, ballin' on you haters. I came from the bottom, but I'm reaching for the top. 54th and Market, man, I'm speaking for the block. Talk a lot of shit, but we don't speak to the cops. Niggas reach for the chain, I reach for the Glock. Tattoo tears, my brother doing years, so it ain't just mine. Gotta get it for his kids. Let's win.
Boy, I put that on my city. Put that on my bitch weave, that it Remy. God forbid all the real niggas die. Then I bet my heart.
Yes.
Yeah, we're definitely back in the building.
Definitely back. All right. Shout out to everybody that's fucking tuning in right now. My Twitter is going crazy. Shout out to @VanAshton. He's from fucking Houston, Texas, from Texas area. And you know, he if you are active on Twitter, he actually has a live actual, like, you know, Twitter group that's going on called #TMLZ. That's big, it's trendy. They have a whole bunch of artists, a whole bunch of clothing. They have a whole bunch of parties underneath their belts. They're doing the big. I actually had the chance to meet with Van Ashton himself. He came to New York, and we actually got to meet. So, shout out to @VanAshton. Shout out to Griffin, Evolution Griffin. He took me back. He said thank you for answering what we answered about the whole stealing shit. You know, how do you get around that X, Y, and Z? But back to my topic. Do you think that Trey Songz make side nigga music?
Well, yeah, because didn't he have that nickname for a while, Mr. Steal Your Girl?
Exactly. But then he comes out with songs like, you know, how he's supposed to be, you know, in love, and I honestly think that he makes side nigga music. He does.
I can't help but wait.
I can't help but wait.
Yeah, I can't wait. I can't help but wait till your nigga fuck up so I can slide
in. That's a side nigga anthem right there. You tripping.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm tripping. I'm tripping.
That was straight on the side.
I don't think that I'm tripping, though. Because, I mean, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. But I feel like, you know, this is why side niggas think that they're winning, because I listen to songs like, yeah, like, I bet your man can't hit it like me. But, like, you know, you shouldn't be, you know, if you know a girl is in a relationship with someone,
Why are you even saying things like that? Hold up. Okay. Side nigga's been winning since the 70s, right?
Oh, my God. I'm pretty sure a little bit before that, too.
Stevie Wonder has a song called Part-Time Lover. When you call the crib, don't ask me. Put your male friend on the phone so he can speak. That's cold right there. Like, yo, have one of your homeboys call so my girl pick up. She thinks it's one of my boys.
Exactly.
So.
But Stevie.
Yeah, I already know.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you didn't think that was a little bit too fucking much? You know what I'm saying? That you have to have your nigga come on the fucking phone just to call a bitch that you fuck? Nah. It's too much, though. You know what I'm saying? If you know that a female is in a relationship, why are you even still trying to even make hints to her? Like, yeah, like, I bet
you
I can hit it better than your man. Why?
If a dude is single and he in the outfield and shorty throw a pitch his direction and he's single, best believe he will catch that shit. Now, only thing that will stop him will be the nature of the relationship with her so-called guy. Like, if her so-called guy is, like, somebody he know or his friend or a co-worker or a relative. But if it's just something he say what up to in the street, best believe that shit is getting smashed. Hard.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you know what I'm saying? Now, also, too, let's not get it twisted. The side nigga shit emulated from what? Side chick. So there won't be side niggas if there weren't side chicks. So
there wouldn't be side niggas if there wasn't side chicks.
Y'all women, y'all started this shit.
We did not start it. Hello.
Really?
You don't think so? Okay. First of all. I can see where you say that, but then again, I can debate on that.
And here's where you're real deep, though. Because, see, a woman knows if she throws pussy at a single nigga, he's going to catch that shit like Emmitt Smith in the fucking red zone.
What about he catch it like his last name was Moss, like.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, Randy fucking Moss, right?
Yeah.
Randy fucking Moss.
This is real rap, right?
Yeah, I already know.
Like, the last name is Moss.
This is real rap, right? This is real rap, so let's keep it a buck. You know what I mean?
Keep it in the buck.
Now, Nikki, not saying you're prone to do it, so let me go on record with that disclaimer. Not saying she's going
to
do it.
I'm not prone to do anything.
But let's just say, for argument's sake.
Okay.
Nikki, you threw pussy to a motherfucking, let's say, a Twitter follower that you know for a minute, and you hit him up to, hey, let's chill. And
he's alive.
You know you married. Best believe that nigga is either A, scraping up 254 Metro card, getting back here, or he's trying to walk your fucking crib right now. And if you think I'm lying,
right now.
He is, though, because definitely, if I definitely threw pussy
right
at...
Now, wait for you to tweet him on the DM.
He is.
And you know
what the funny thing is? I have, like, over, like, 200 and something DM messages that are unread. But guess what? Everybody that's listening, y'all all know that I'm married. Like, you know, y'all all know that I have two kids.
Yeah, like I said, we know that. But like I said,
single niggas is pussy. And there's a lot of married pussy that loves single pussy or other dick. You know what I'm saying? Definitely.
All right. So let's hold on real quick. our super producer guest of the evening has arrived. I think I said that right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands and your phones on blast. Let's get it popping for Maestro. What's good, man?
What's going on?
Hey, Maestro, what it is?
What's happening? What's happening?
Chilling. I had to come sit in the car to do the interview.
That's it, whatever. Like, it is what it is. Whether you was in the car, whether you was in the studio, whether you was in, you know, as long as you get to do the interview, that's all that counts.
You here, brother. That's what matters.
That's what's up. So before we get into your interview, I have a question to ask you because, you know, like, we were just talking about Trey Songz. And I follow you almost on practically everything because, you know, like, you know, we do the whole networking thing. And I want to know what you think. Like, do you feel like Trey Songz makes, like, songs for side niggas? Like using he...
Shouts to Trey, because that's my nigga right there.
Shouts to Trey. Shouts to him. We love Trey. All
Shouts
day.
To Trey.
Day.
Oh, man.
You know what?
What?
My favorite Trey Songz record is a Dot Nigga song.
What is your song? Oh, my God. You brought up the word Thot. And I have not. Oh, my God. I tried to.
My favorite. I got two favorite Trey Songz records.
What are they?
All right, my first one is
I'm living two different lives.
One girl in a day, you at night.
Hey, ain't right.
That's my shit. Last time is my shit. And then the other one is Cheat On You off his first album.
I like Last Time. I love his first album. Cheat On You, I feel. But you know, do you feel like he catered, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, his music is just strictly for side niggas. Like, there's no niggas that. No, you don't.
Nah, you know what, man? You know what? I think Trey tells both sides. Like, he tells for the real niggas. He talks for the side niggas, too. You know what I mean? I think he speaks on both sides.
Okay.
I think he speaks on both sides. See, one thing a lot of people never heard Trey Songz's very first album. A lot of people never heard his first album. And the content on that first album was so grown, he was, like, ahead of his time. He was ahead of himself. So he had to take a step backwards, and he was catering to the young folks. So I guess him taking that step backwards, he ended up making that thot music, as y'all call it. So, you know what I mean? Hey, you know what
Wait,
I mean? There's a difference between both.
Thot music.
Side nigga, thot nigga, same shit.
You think
so? Yeah, because side niggas are thots.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
If you have to break it down, side niggas
are thots.
For
the most part. That nigga over there.
Okay, but what, you know what? As a female, you know, and I'm right now, I feel like I'm outnumbered because there's a whole lot of, like, wolves in the building and shit. There's a whole lot of men.
Already.
You know, I just, you know, you guys tend to use that word a lot. You know what I'm saying? And besides from, you know, females that are actually prostitutes that actually does this for a living, you know, we can't include them because that's what they do. They're going to fuck multiple men. And, you know, maybe besides some of the strippers that actually do, you know, besides stripping, do extra activities to get their money. The word thot, you know, like, what is your definition if you meet a female, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, you are the age that you are. You meet a female right now. And, you know, every female, I believe in every person, has a past. You know, nobody is squeaky clean. If they did not lose their virginity to you, they lost it to somebody else. And what is your definition of a thot, Maestro, like, exactly? Because
I feel like
if they're not in the fucking prostitution category or the stripper category, like, you know, like, every female and every male has a past. So maybe, you know, when you met her at the age of 25 and she's been fucking since she's been 18, you weren't the only person, and when she met you, she wasn't a virgin. So what is your definition of a thot?
truth be told, and it's going to sound like I just contradicted myself because I said that nigga music, but at my age,
contradiction.
You know, listen, I got 3 decades plus in my life. You know
yes,
what I mean?
We're going to talk about that.
I got 3 decades plus of life, you know. And
yes.
When I first heard the word thought, I thought it was some dumb shit.
It is some dumb shit. It's
really,
an acronym. It's an acronym.
I don't, in my everyday personal, I really don't use the word thought. You know what I
mean?
I know what
I don't
stand for. You know what I mean? I think it's stupid. That's some Chicago niggas. You know, so, I mean, at the end of the day, like, when they say that, I guess it is what it is. I go off of what the young people call it.
That hoe over there?
Exactly.
There she go.
You know what I mean?
There she go.
I mean, hey, that's the only way I can see it. Like, I really don't associate with that word or the young cat. That's the young word, you know, thot. Okay, whatever. Like, when it first came out, I was like, yo, what the hell is a thot?
Yeah, I was like,
I really don't
what the
have
fuck
no,
is that?
My definition is a dumb young nigga word.
It is a dumb young nigga word. And you know what? And I can't even say young because you have some niggas that's like 28, 30 years old that's still using the word thought, still using the word hoe. Still using the word, you know what I'm saying? Like they're still using
well,
these words.
No matter
it is a common word, but guess what?
Never get old.
I mean,
yeah, ho, you gotta automatically, you gotta X ho out because ho is never gonna die.
Exactly. Your mama's probably a fucking hoe. Are you kidding me?
Hey, listen, you know
your
what?
Fucking
my
mom and your sister.
They probably are. Charge into the game, yo. I'm a realist. They probably did some whole shit before I was born in their town.
Trust me.
Word
they
up.
Did some whole shit. Word up.
No, niggas get mad over shit like that, but yo, my nigga, you can't hide the real. Like, your grandma's is probably a hoe, too.
Your grandmother and her mother. What the fuck is that?
Look how we got here. It's six of us, and only two of us got the same father.
Wow.
Yeah, nigga.
Not saying
that's my situation. You know what I mean? But I'm just speaking on it. You know, shouts to my two little brothers and my little sister.
Definitely, because I have a sister that wasn't from my mother, that's from my father. Shout out to my little sister Takira. You know, she's definitely my oldest daughter's age, but we're not going to talk about that. But shout out to my sister because I do have a sister. I'm approaching my 30s. And I have a sister that is about, like, if my older daughter is about to turn 6, July 15th, shout out to the Cancers. Shout out to Cancers. She's about that age, and, yeah.
You want to laugh? you want to laugh? Just about, I say about 11 years ago. 11 years ago, my father called me and said, you got a little brother. I said, nigga, what the fuck you doing? I'm like, what? Like, come on, son. Like, really? Mind
hey.
You, I said I got 3 decades plus. But you know, I'm 33, you know what I mean? So at 22 my pops come to me, you got a newborn brother. Like, yo, my nigga, what are you doing? You know what I mean? Like that should bug me out. So when I walk around with them, everybody be like, hey, that's your son. No, it's my little brother. They look at me like
yeah.
I'm crazy. You lying.
No, the funny thing is,
are
you
not claiming your baby?
Before we go into this interview, but the funny thing is, like, over the weekend, my husband, my two kids, we went to one of my aunt's, you know, barbecues, my father's sister, and her landlord is a motherfucking thought. If we're going to use, you know, like, today's variety, you know, terminologies, but the acronym, you know, because it actually has a meaning to it. The T, the H, the O, the T stands for something, so it's an acronym. You know, I actually, the funny shit is, this nigga I knew him because he was my aunt's landlord, and, you know, I knew his kids, and I knew his wife. And in my area, you know, it's an older woman who, you know, I'm not going to call her a thot, but, you know, she's an older woman, and she's out there. And funny thing is, I'm at her house, and the guy that lives above the, you know, the landlord for my aunt is at her crib. And when he looks at me, he's kind of like shocked because he's like, oh, shit, like, you know her too, and I'm fucking her, and, you know my wife, you know my kids, and, you know everything. And if anybody knows me, y'all know, like, you know, I know every and anything, and I, you know, it's not my business. Like, I don't say shit. But
it's none of my business.
It's none of my fucking business. I'm going to sip my fucking Chardonnay, though, you know? So that's what I drink Chardonnay. So, I went to his, you know, my aunt lives there. He's still the landlord, and, you know, although he's divorced from his wife, and the person that I knew that he was fucking, they have a wedlock child. Like, they have a little kid, and he's the youngest kid. And he was actually around me this weekend. And as he was running around, I'm looking at him like, damn, you know, like, fuck, you know, I'm just, you know, like, oh, okay, you know, he's cool, you know, he's a little boy, whatever, cute little kid, but it's just like, fuck. And when it comes down to this thought shit and this whole, like, you know, having kids, being a baby mama, being a baby father, like, y'all have to definitely, like, you know, like, take pride in, like, what the fuck you do, because, you know, when you're fucking and it gets too good, like, if you're not going to have a condom, like, pull out, because the end result and these kids being born out.
Whoa.
But,
I got to keep all the ratchet sides.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Because.
A lot of side niggas do not use condoms. Fuck out of here. Are you kidding me?
True.
Are you kidding me? A lot of side niggas, thought niggas, they do not use condoms. And then guess what? They end up. Because pre-condom.
I'm not saying they do, but I got to play devil's advocate real quick because sometimes.
Play devil's. Get high, Lucifer.
Sometimes. When you in that shit, raw dog, all natural, and that shit feel real good, especially when she do that kegel on your dick. That's what I'm talking about.
Exactly. She do a little stop, drop, and wiggle with it on the tip.
And you can't pull out, kid. You can't pull
out.
You just
but guess what, though? You gotta pull out and jerk and come all over her ass, shoot up her back. Are you kidding me? Make her turn around and fucking catch that shit if she can. Like, are you kidding me?
You know what? That shit is easy to
say. Anyway.
That sounds easy.
Anyway, because we have Music Maestro in the fucking building. And I definitely do want to get to him. And, you know, and I want to let everybody who's tuning in, because I'm getting a lot of fucking feedback on Twitter. Shout out, oh, God, my fucking Twitter feed is going crazy. Shout out to at Jameer Shagwell, I know you're tuning in right now because you just told me that my show is amazing. Keep up the good work, the great work, sorry. Shout out to you, and if I did say your name wrong, definitely press 1 so you can correct me. shout out to at Nico G, shout out to at Shagwell Bitches. shout out to TMP. Shout out to Heat Wave. You know, keep calm and vote Joe Coy. Shout out to everybody. Anyway.
Hold on. Did his name say Shagwell Bitches?
I'm going to rule that out.
Stop it. We have Indonesian people listening right now, and it's morning.
Nah, that's the L name. That shit is funny.
Shagwell is a fucking unique name. Shag, you know? But, yeah, shout out to the Shagwell Bitches. If that's what you go by, that's what the fuck you go by, and that's what the fuck I'm going to call you.
Yeah, that's funny.
Anyway, yes. So we definitely have a Music Maestro in the building. And definitely because of how – this is my second show because my first show was on Tuesday. And I had a deadline. I had to start before, you know, or after the 4th of July. And I did that. So we have your music and stuff like that, but it's gonna be featured on Thursday. And on Thursday you have. No, I am going to play it, though, because guess what? On my Thursday show is where we get it, you know, we get it popping because we have a contest called Cram It or Jam It. And like I told people this season, yes, I have a lot of giveaways and I have a lot of stuff. So definitely, like I told my last interviewee, the artist Franchise World, you know, you may want to look him up because I know you do what you do. And he actually does the damn thing. And I've actually seen him live. I've actually been able to chop it up with him. And, you know, I'm not going to throw anybody away that is not capable of anything.
Right.
But, you know, we're going to have it in a session called Cram It or Jam It. And best believe, anything that you produce or anything that you come out with, definitely I will jam it in my fucking car, anywhere in my house. Anywhere it is, but I want you to tell the people that are listening, because we have a lot of people listening, who you are and who you produce for, and you know, and what you do.
Well, all right, what up, people?
All right, whatever. I done been at Webster Hall, and you done fucking scratch it up crazy, mix it all crazy, yes.
Nah, all right, well, let's just start it off like this, you know, because there's a lot of stuff I can say, and I'm going to try to give the real short version. Music Maestro from the Bronx, multi-platinum Grammy-nominated producer for artists like Mary J. Blige, Cameron, Juelz, Jim Jones, LL Cool J, did I say Juelz, The Clips, Fat Joe, Remy Ma, reggae legend Barrington Levy, West Coast legend Corrupt, from the Dog Pound, Dress from Black Sheep, a lot more. DJ for Nori, DJ for Mr. Cheeks, Red Cafe, DJ for Fredo Star, Onyx, and more. The list goes. Official Fleet DJ, Official Coast to Coast DJ, Tour DJ, There's some more names there, but, you know, just off the top running through, you know, that's pretty much the bulk of it right there.
You named a lot of fucking people. Shout out to the Shagwell bitches. They, you know, they're tuning in. And, you know, they're like, yes. Okay. How did you even get into this business and been fortunate to even work with the people that you have worked with? And how did you even get in that circle? Because I'm pretty sure a lot of people that are listening are unsigned artists, unsigned, you know, underground, everything. And they're trying to get where you are and trying to get in that circle. But, you know, of course, it is very, very hard. So how did you even get into what you got into and you know, were even blessed to be around the people that you were around?
All right, well, this is a two-part answer right here. So,
of course.
How I started, God bless my great-grandfather, God bless his soul. He is a pianist, and he's nasty on the keys.
Does he play in church?
I don't know if he played in church, but
okay.
I know he used to play with Thelonious Monk.
Hey.
And that's a legend right there.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
nice.
So I remember,
jazz legend.
Yes, exactly.
I remember being young, and my grandfather and my great-grandfather and my Uncle Sonny, they're all musicians. My grandfather and my Uncle Sonny, they was in doo-wop bands. Like, every time I go over and visit my grandfather, you know, he shows me pictures of their groups and everything. So I guess I was born into a musical family. So there's pictures that I may post on my Instagram from when I was 5 years old playing on the keyboards, or people catch me, you know, when I was young on the drums. So, yes, I started music very young. Now, let's flip to it. Now, how did I get in the business? I don't recommend anybody to do it how I did it, because, first of all, shout out to my man Corey Brown, who was working at Rockefeller at the time. He was an intern at Rockefeller, and he was an intern at Entertainment, and he brought me down to Entertainment, and I got on a street team and handing out stickers, Cameron, Charlie Baltimore movement. And I'm actually from, at the time I was living in the hood, 140th and Lenox, that's where it came from. So I used to just bomb these stickers all over the place, and word got back, like, yo, who's putting these stickers up? Like, they on their job on the promotion side of things, you know. So come to find out, it was me, and I had my little team in the Bronx, like, lighting up Truman, lighting up Lehman.
Oh, my gosh, shout out to Harry S. Truman. I went there.
You know, just lighting up every school. I went to Kennedy, so I had it on lock in my school. But
you went to Kennedy?
I went to Kennedy. But I had my own street team around the Bronx. Like, at every school, I had people lighting up, hitting the stickers, who was Cameron, who was Charlie Baltimore, what is who. Like, I had them stickers floating everywhere in the Bronx. Now, it got noticed, you know, but what I used to do, I used to cut eighth period in school, you know.
This is
where I tell people, don't do what I did, because I used to cut eighth period every day and go down to the label, go down to the studio. Like, I was just eager to learn because I knew what my alternative motive was. You know what I mean? I knew what I wanted to do in the long run. So from street team, I ended up in the office. I was working in promotions. I was just like a utility player, you know what I mean? And I was young, you know, bouncing around marketing, bouncing around A&R, working with the president, Jacob York, working with Lance and Rivera. Like, I made a joke to Jacob the other day, like, yo, I used to go to this damn store every morning and get this nigga coffee. Look at me now. And he laughed. He's like, yeah, but all that hard work paid off. Like, a lot of people that was execs at Entertainment, they look at me now like, you know, now we understood what you was doing, because I was young. I was about 16, 17 when I started. And that's all I wanted to do, was be in the label, be in the studio. I'll be in the studio asking questions on what that do. Shout out to Six Figure Digger, who was Cam's producer. I used to always ask him questions. And even till today, at my success, I still hit them up and ask them about certain things. But they saw the drive in me, you know. And once my first placement took off, it's like, okay, I'm in. I got one foot in, you know. But once you got in, it got harder, because it's like, okay, you got that one record.
Exactly.
What are you going to follow up with?
Mm-hmm.
And once I got that first record, that second shit took me 2 years. I mean, almost four years before I got the next one. But once I got the next one, and, you know, I figured it out, because at the time where I got my first one, I was still learning. Like, I was just at the right place at the right time around the right people, and the right person just walked in. God bless Chris Lighty. He heard one of my joints, and he placed it, you know. But I was still learning. I wasn't ready. I just got lucky.
I have a... You know, and it's funny that you said that, because I actually, you know, Chris Lighty, whatever the case may be. I don't know. Do you know Mike Lighty?
Yeah, no, I know all three of the Lighties. Chris,
all right,
Davis,
well, Lighty. Yeah, Mike Lighty definitely. I've been chopping it up with him, you know what I'm saying, and he's definitely gonna be a part of this show upcoming soon. But when you say Chris Lighty, like, you know, like, definitely, like, this just brings me back, and, like, and it just shows, like, how much, like, you're into that, you know, that circle. And
I was just with Chris Lighty's brother, his brother Dave Lighty.
Oh, you
was with
Dave? Okay.
Like, I be around Dave the most. Like, Mike I met, like, once or twice. I really don't know Mike, but I knew Chris and Dave.
Right. I'm going to, you know, I hope to, like, really meet with Mike, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've chopped it up with him, you know, phone-wise and email and everything like that. Like, definitely an impact. And they have a lot of things going on, like, you know, like, legacy shit, and that's crazy.
Yeah, man, salute to them, man. Like, violate out.
Definitely salute to them. Of course.
That they was, like, the most powerful management company in entertainment.
Exactly. They were.
You know? But Yeah, you know, so just to fast forward a little bit, I remember one time Cam was like, yo, you make beats and you ain't tell me? He like, you know, joking. He wilded out on me, but in a jokingly manner.
I hate Cameron, that ookie dookie, call JR, get a fun pass, nigga. Oh, my gosh. Oh.
Stop, child. Woody hoo.
I don't like Cam, though. But go ahead, my show. Go ahead.
You know, I was like, yo, you make beats and you ain't tell nobody? You don't tell nobody? But, you know, during that time, I felt I wasn't ready, you know, and shout outs to Duke the God. He was the A&R, and Duke took some of my beats, and he ran them through Jewels, ran them through JR, ran them through Jim, ran them through Cam, and so I actually ended up producing for all of them.
Shotgun fire.
I hate that song. I hate that song. That's one of the songs that I did that I don't like, but you know what?
Yeah.
It did what it did. It did what it did. Like, you know, there's a lot of records that I produce that I actually don't like, you know?
Can you name a couple of the few, though? Like, just in case anybody, you know, that people that are listening, like, you know, they can judge for themselves.
That I like or just in general?
That you like.
Come Through for Styles and Nori off the Second Violator.
That's my shit.
Nigga Black said, that's my shit.
That's my shit. I still bump that to this day.
Appreciate you. Shout out to my partner, my manager as well, Self Service, who's actually on, who co-produced the record with me. Shake Something for Cam. He actually, we did that together too.
Ah, yes.
Santana's Town. Opposite Attracts. Fat Joe.
I. Santana.
In My Zone. J.R. Ryder. History in the Making. J.R. Ryder. You're Only a Customer. LL Cool J. There's a new LL Cool J record that I was working on last week.
Didn't you do something for what's Jim Jones' mama name? Mama D. Mama D. Didn't you do something for Mama Jones?
Mama Jones.
What happened with that was, well,
and I know the fan very well.
Well, the Mama Jones thing, I believe that kind of fell through, but Mama Jones is supposed to have a show on VH1. It was supposed to be a branch off of the Chris and Jimmy, the Mr. and Mrs. Jones show, or whatever it was called. Mama Jones was supposed to have her own show. And I know a lot of people probably saw the light documentary on my page from us in the studio. Well, what that was, I produced the intro theme for her show, for her reality show. I had produced the intro theme song.
That's what's up.
Yeah, but I don't know what's up with that. Like, you know, I think that's
it doesn't matter. Just a simple fact that you even got to, you know what I'm saying, got the connection, even got that plug in to do something like that for her. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody know she was one of reality TV's, you know, stars that was the mom that was ratchet, just like right now. Whose mama is it? Scrappy's mama? Mama whoever the fuck her name
mama
is?
D.
Mama D?
That's mama.
Yeah. Sit the fuck down. Like, oh, my God. Like, really? Honestly, she's beyond scary to me. It's just a simple fact, like, your son is a grown-ass man. Like, why are you even trying to even, you know what I'm saying, get involved with certain things that you are involved with? Why can't you be the mom who, you know, like, sits back and manage and, you know, who does whatever she does behind the scenes? Like, you have to.
She's naive.
Yeah, she has to be all up in the biz naive, like, all the tis naive, you know, tis naive me all the time. All the fucking time. And, being that we're talking along that lines, like, you know, I want to know, like, do you think that it's even true that, what's her name? Jocelyn Hernandez is even pregnant by whoever she's supposed to be pregnant by, because I hate social media. I hate even, like, I don't even like to get involved in these people's lives, because whenever you are, you know, a main focus on television, you know, it is any and everything comes up about you, and, you know, you are subjected to a whole bunch of lies and, you know, and X, Y, and Z. But on my show, do you think that she's even, like, you know, fucking around with other people? Because, you know who she is and where she comes from.
I will say this. I don't listen to shit that the social media say. Mm-hmm. I don't listen to shit. Because social media is like one big game of telephone. It'll start one way, and by the time it gets to the end, it's something completely different.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, until the facts start to reveal, I may hear it and I'll be like, yeah, okay. You know what I mean? I'll wait to go to the horse's mouth and find out. You know?
Right.
So, you know, a lot of shit going one ear and out the other. Maybe I'm just naive to a lot of things. But then at the end of the day, a lot of shit I just don't care about.
Right. I've seen recently that you was talking about Meek Mills and how, like, he's corny. What exactly were you even, like, getting at when you was talking about that?
I wasn't saying that. He was corny.
Matter of fact, no, what he did was corny.
Okay.
All right, so his album came out today, and he went at his label mate, Wale, saying Wale didn't promote the album, but Wale been promoting your single, like, for the past couple of weeks, and I saw that with my own eyes. So for you to come at your own label mate like that, like, come on, dog, like, that was real whack. Like, was that a cry for attention, or, you know, like, what are you trying to do, go for a promo, you know, whatever. I don't know, but I personally think that was whack. Like, why'd you go after your label mate like that? You ain't have to do that. I like Wale's response. Wale's response is real, real mature and grown.
I didn't actually get to see Wale's response, but if you can share, like, I mean, you know, if you can't quote word for word what he said, but what was he actually talking about in his response? Because I didn't get to see that.
He pretty much said, you know, don't ever say he's a hater, because Father's Day, he calls and he texts you Happy Father's Day, no reply. 7 weeks ago, I had posted. He had a picture of this nigga Meek's single cover, and he reposted it. And he said, "You see, I posted this 7 weeks ago, promoting Meek's single. So I've been supporting. So don't be calling me no hater. You know, maybe saying, you know, he's different. He know he don't fit in the MMG's mold, but, you know, he's the different type of artist. You know, yeah, he's emotional. He likes WWE. He likes poetry. You know, he just pretty much saying how he is, but don't say he a hater, you know.
Okay.
Pretty much like, you know, he's on a gangster rap label, but he doesn't fit the mold because he has his own lane, which he does, you know, but that don't take nothing away from the good music that you make.
Exactly. It really doesn't.
Yeah.
It really doesn't. Oh, my gosh. Again, thank you, Maestro, for coming on the show and, you know what I'm saying, sharing what you do and who you are. And it's definitely a pleasure for Pregame Radio and Robert Nikki to have you as a guest. And before we close out with you, I want to get your insight, because I know you are male. I don't know if you follow sports or not, but what do you think about this whole Chris Bosh and the whole Rockets deal for $88 million for 4 years? Like, what's your insight on that?
I pay attention to everybody else once Melo come back to New York. Fuck everybody else.
So you think Melo should stay with New York?
I think he should. You
and
know
why
what?
Is that?
I'm going to speak from a sports fan.
Speak
point
from
of
a
view,
sports fan.
And I'm a Melo fan.
Bandwagon fans all day.
I'm a Melo fan. Like, I've been a Melo fan since Syracuse.
Since when?
Since Syracuse, since he was rocking that orange team.
since he was rocking that Orange 15 and he was playing with Jerry McNamara I've been a fan since then. I've been a Nuggets fan only because of Melo. So technically I wasn't a Nuggets fan. I was a Melo fan. You know what I mean? Like I had the new Nuggets jersey, the home and away. I'm a Melo fan, you know. But I said, if Melo went to the Heat, I would hate that nigga because I think that was some sucker shit. But now why I feel he would come back, why he should come back to the Knicks, first off, nobody can offer him the money that the Knicks can. Nobody can match that. Now, talking as a realist, the Knicks ain't going to do shit next year. They're not going to do nothing next year, but after next year, the books open and they have enough money to get Melo help. So pretty much what they're saying, yo, hang with us this year. You know, we might not be able to do much, but the following year, 2015, a lot of money is coming off the books. So they'll have the cap space. They could go get Melo another star to play with. You know, they could go get him some help. You know, I mean, what's 1 year? I don't think 1 year is going to hurt.
Okay.
And I think, and also I think personally right now, with all the shit that his wife is doing, she ain't trying to leave New York no time soon.
Lala, I mean, keeping it, what is it, keeping it with Lala or some shit like that?
I mean, she got that shit. She got her little part on the other show, Made by 50 Cent Power. You know, she got a lot of shit going on right now that's rooted in New York.
Right, and that plays a role, too. And also, Melo did say he knows how it feels to be a kid and constantly having to move and make new friends from when he moved from Brooklyn to Baltimore. And
right.
He said he don't want his kids to go through that.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, it seems like he's leaning to stay in New York. Well, I mean, obviously, with Melo, if he leaves New York, it's definitely not because of money, because Melo's paid.
Right.
All right, Melo got money. Melo got money, and the Knicks can pay him the most. So, obviously, if he do leave, it's because he wants to win.
Right.
Because money is not an issue. The Knicks can give him the money.
Definitely.
You know, but I want to give a shout out to all the bandwagon hopping fans. Yeah, the bandwagon hopping LeBron fans. Because I want to see how many Cleveland fans will be next year if LeBron goes back to Cleveland.
But my whole thing with that is like you left them, so why would they? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Expect you back with like open arms.
You know why? Because that's where he's from. That's home.
It doesn't
matter.
That's where you're from. That's where you should have stayed.
Yeah, but you know what though? He had a mission.
Because a great player is a great player.
But he completed his mission. He completed what he left for.
Okay.
You know, so okay, go back home. You got your two championships. Like from the time that you left.
How do you think back home is gonna feel though? You know what I'm saying?
Hey, you know what? It's better he go back now with the team that Cleveland has now versus the team they had when he left. It'll be a whole better team now because he has pieces to work with now versus then. He got Kyrie Irving there. Plus what? Within the past 4 years, them niggas had like 3 number one picks, them cheaters. And you laugh because you know I'm telling the truth. Like, how you get number one picks in the past 4 years, my nigga?
That's true, man.
Like, yo, that shit is unheard of. You got the number one pick 2 years in a row. Was it 2 years in a row?
Three.
It was three.
Shit. Whatever. Well, I'm a New York fan all the way. I roll with the bum ass Knicks. I think New York has the harshest fans
They
in
do. They do. So judgmental.
Yeah. New York have the worst fans, but you know what? We stick with our team.
At least y'all stick with y'all team.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Nah, you know what? There's a lot of people in New York that they're just bandwagon hoppers because they're just so disappointed with New York. They're disappointed with New York that they just, you know, they cheer for the Kobe's and they cheer for the LeBrons and, you know, everybody else. You know, there's just people that whoever wins, they go roll with whoever's winning. Like, you know what? This push that I'm about to make in the next couple of months, there's a lot of people that's going to be jumping back on my bandwagon, and a lot of people already know I don't fuck with them. So don't fuck with me now.
Yeah.
Because I got some big records coming out within the next couple of months.
Hey.
Straight up.
And I just say that now, and then a lot of people know, like, I'm antisocial. If you ain't in my circle, or don't talk to me. I don't want to be bothered.
Respect.
That's what's up. Well, you definitely had the live from Music Maestro on Roll Rap with Nikki. And we're about to soon get into a commercial break, but definitely, if you have any questions, anything to ask, hit up at Music Maestro on Twitter. I'm going to let you give your plugins, Maestro, where everybody can find you at if they want to know, you know, what's going on with you.
Music might show everything. MUSICMYSTRO. That's my Instagram, my Twitter, Facebook.com/MusicMaestro. That's everything.
That's love. And everybody else listening, I'm definitely gonna be playing his music and what he has produced and everything, and you would like, just let me know if you would cram it or jam it, because he is who he is and he does what he does. So thank you so much, Maestro.
Can I talk shit? Them records that I sent you that you're going to play for cram it or jam it?
Yes.
All right, well, can I talk my shit?
Yeah.
Talk your shit.
I'm going to talk my shit, because them records that I sent, they could cram it or they could jam it, because I got plaques for all of them already. So it don't make me know, never mind.
I
got a Grammy nomination for one of them. So, matter of fact, cram all of them. I still get paid for them cramming this shit.
You ain't gonna do it.
That's how you got to come at niggas sometimes. You know what I mean? It's all
yeah,
love,
true indeed.
Like,
you
got
to come with that bravado like you already won. You know what I'm saying? So they can't hate and try to take the wind out yourselves. I definitely feel what he's saying.
Nah, but you know what? What I will do? I will send, like, some unsigned music that I did as well, you know, because them joints that I send, like, the whole world knows those, you know what I mean? But I need spins on my group Dirty Cash, and I got an album coming out at the end of summer. So, you know, joints like those that really at the moment ain't got no major backing, those are joints that I need spins on. You know, like the major joints, that yeah, they did what they did years ago. But, you know, I'm on to the next phase of my life now.
That's what's up.
Word.
You know. That's it. No more questions for me? We done?
We have, like, I'm trying to get into commercial breaks so bad because I definitely need one. But definitely stick around my show so, I can plug in the call list and whoever is tuning online, see if they have any questions for you. So I'm definitely Brooklyn Black if you can get into a commercial break.
Y'all already know Brooklyn Black. We're doing Real Rap with Nikki. Follow her at How's Your Head Game. We got Music Maestro to build to follow him at Music Maestro with a Y. All right, so that's MUSICMYSTRO. We got Thoughts of Sand in the building. Keep up with us, pregame_radio on that Twitter. And since we were just on that, Wale, you know what I'm saying, I figured let's just do that real quick. It's Real Rap with Nikki, and we'll be right back.
Oh, tonight, yeah. Fucking devil.
Yeah.
Pessimism is all that she know. Cause every rubber she go, it always pick up and go. I've been trying to show you something, got a different approach. Try to give me your heart, try to get you the globe. How the world, baby girl, live it up, you deserve. Every time she catch feeling, she go throw away the gloves. We go together, break up, we go together, break up. Ain't this an insecure bitch, meaning we love to make up. When we good, shawty, we on there, make love. But if I call you out your name, I bet you ready to You say you ready, you ain't ready enough. Cause when it's all right in your life, you be ready to get up. This is her, this is her, this is it. Sabotage love, tryna fit. She the shit, she the one. She got cold feet, my love will be the sun. Get it down. This is her, this is her, this is it. Sabotage love, tryna fit. She the shit, she the one. She got cold feet, my love will be the sun. Get it down.
Cause I am feeling this deep down in my heart. I'm feeling like I never wanna be apart. But just when it gets good, she's gone and I'm left right back at start. My girl likes to sabotage. I love ya. She can only take so much more than her heart got. She can only live for the moment. Why I'll never know it. Guess I'll meet her right back at start.
Yeah, let's roll a jam for 10 when you love. I got a paper plane, it's propelling my buzz. I'm trying to make a way, she never called back. She trying to fall back, she say I'm all that. She only love me when I be ignored. When I be throwing it on, the shawty brushing me off. I swear, I kinda feel like she's slightly bizarre. Sabotage all the time, having me avatar. Blue ball, who fought mine, only cause it's stick around. She leave before the sun, I'm leaving something to think about. Yeah, and this is something to think about. Why people want you single every time that you got a spouse. It make it hard to be faithful, knowing I can go wherever and get 8 more, 10 more, depending on where I lay going. Fuck it, I got a few more now that my hair long. It's weird, shorty, your way showing me dead wrong. You going, it's a good thing, and I'm bitter alone. Shit ain't better alone. I get it once, I bet you keep coming back for more. 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 Keep coming back for more.
My girl likes the
sabotage love, counterfeit. She the shit, she the one. She need now, she ain't never needed love. Let her go, let her leave. This is something that can never ever be. Set her heart in a cage. Cause if you never love, you can never hate. Never name, Work, 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 work. cough drops, Nick.
Hey, yes, we are back. Real Rap with Nikki. With Nikki, Brooklyn Black Thoughts is standing. He's a maestro in the building. Shout out to everyone rocking with us today. Well, tonight, I should say, good morning, Indonesia. Get y'all asses out of bed and get to work. I know y'all tuned in. Appreciate the love. So Nikki, what else is on our agenda tonight before we get up out of here? I see she's still filling through paperwork. So for all those who's rocking with us tonight, you can definitely catch this show as well as all of the rest past shows from
Pregame
Radio. Oh, there she is.
Yes, I'm here. Sorry.
But like I said, you can catch this show and all our past shows, blogtalkradio.com/pregame_radio. That counts for Real Rap with Nikki, her first season, also the S&M show, Real Talk with Lucky Me, and also the flagship Pregame Radio hosted by yours truly. But, Nikki, what's next on the agenda?
I want to know, is casual sex a stress buster?
Yeah.
You already know.
Hey, you already know.
Oh, gosh. Look at you guys.
Yes. You already know.
Yeah. That's what it is. All right. Look, check this out. If you see
What?
Let your husband come in looking stressed out after a hard day. You give him some sex and watch how happy he'd be afterwards. Quite proven.
My husband is, yes, you know. Sometimes,
okay,
you know, I act up. You know,
gotta get right.
I gotta get right. You know what I'm saying? But I do act up. And, you know, it's because like, I feel like I may be mad at him, but, you know what I'm saying? Like, so if I turn and bust it open, like, how can I even express that I was mad at him after I did all of that shit? But for those who are, you know, single, whatever, is casual sex a stress buster? You know, anything and everything is fair in the name of sex. Casual sex can be precise, one-night stands. Many believe, you know what I'm saying, to have potential of possessing the feel-good factor of one-night stand. You know what I'm saying? It's just simply to get, you know, to feel good, like, to I guess, like, to end that feeling, like, I need to go to sleep, so I need to bust a nut. You know what I'm saying? And,
that release.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But can it be a stress buster? You know what I'm saying? Like, for those who do become attached, and for you, you know what I'm saying, it's just, like, a release. But for those females, like, you may have, like, fucked her so good by you trying to release that good old sensation there. You know what I'm saying? But because you didn't even realize, you didn't even know it, that you gave her, like, the best performance. So I need you. Yeah, but I need you, I need, you know, while we have, like, 6 minutes left, I need you start to saying, like, to express to me, like, give me, like, 3 factors on why, as a man, you know, I know you can't speak to the females, but as a man,
it
can
hold
become
on. Before
you
even get into that, let's get to the call line.
Okay, let's get to the call line. I'm sorry.
You know what I'm saying? He/she, I'm not sure. They've been holding digits. All right,
so let's bring them on.
So let's do this. Your number, 4117, you're live on the air.
Yo, what's good? This is Griffin Evolution.
What it do, Griff?
Man, chillin', man. Enjoying my day.
For sure.
I'm sorry, who's this?
This is Griffin.
That's Griffin.
Hey, Griff. Hey, Griff. Shout out to Griffin Evolution, Griff. Yes, definitely, Griff, before we get out of here, I definitely want you to comment on what we were just talking about. Is casual sex a stress buster? And then I also want you to, you know, give your plugins and tell everybody who you are. And I don't know, I know you have been tuning in very long. And if you have anything to say towards the interviews that we had towards tonight, as far as Franchise Worlds and Music Maestro, let us know everything. But first thing is first, is casual sex a stress buster? Do you think so?
Oh, of course.
Okay.
Of course, it all depends about your day, you know what I'm saying? Eat both sides of the coin. Like, your spouse might have a bad, rough day, and you can feel it, you know what I'm saying? So that may be something, you know, you want to put on them, you know what I'm saying? So they feel comfortable. They know, like, you know, this is why we together, you know what I'm saying? So that's the best way I can put it, you know what I'm saying? That's what I would say. So yeah, I would say definitely say yes on that.
Okay, give your plugins. Like, let everybody know who you are and, you know, what you do. And
well, you know, it was a good night because all those producers, they just motivated me to get, that's the level I want to get to, where they're like, you know, they just doing what they're doing. They love doing it. You know what I'm saying? It's not a struggle no more. They already achieved their goals. So definitely, I like the feedback from both producers. You know, so I'm a producer myself. You know, working on a lot of tracks for a lot of underground artists. You know, my brother Sergeant War with Chop Shop TV, Chop Shop TV. They live on right now. You can tune in Tuesdays and Wednesdays. You know what I'm saying? I'll tweet that to you after the show. You can get the link to the show, whatever, and so forth. But you know, I got a lot of situations going on. I got my artist Vibe. You know, right now he's out handling his business. We got the video jamming up on YouTube. You know what I'm saying? We just connected with MTV, you know what I'm saying? We're trying to get the exposure out there. We're going to be on a lot of social media like crazy. We got a lot of things going on. I got a lot of situations going on, trying to get these little placement deals, because that brings the checks into the house, you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
Definitely. But definitely before I get off the phone, I just want to give a shout-out to the All Nikki Barb Show. She's been doing this for so long. I got to give her kudos to it, because I love her show.
Thank you. I definitely do. Been rocking out with you, Griff, for so long. Exactly. Like, you know, I always try to show love. And I actually have tuned in to Chop Shop TV before. I'm definitely a big supporter of your bro, SGG War, and everything that they got going on. And, you know, always send me music, send me shit, you know, keep in the loop. Like you said, I'm so thankful that you said that you actually, from tonight's show, you've actually got inspired and motivated by, you know, the people that were on the show tonight, you know, to step up your game, to do what you have to do. And, that's definitely a plus. So shout out to you. And I hope that I did answer your question as far as, like, you know, people around that, you know, take from you. And, you know, how do you go on about that after that shit happens?
Yeah, it's a life motivation, man. Like, you know, my journey, I dealt with a lot of people that I thought that was cool, mm-hmm. and actually they stabbed me in the back, and I moved forward, and then I just moved from that. Another question I wanted to throw out was, you asked about the picture that I was in, like I was in the background somewhere. I was in Japan, actually. I just came back from Japan on the 4th of this month. I was out there to, you know, spiritually flush out all my negative energy that I had inside me that I needed to get out, so I can focus on what I need to focus on, which is music,
mm-hmm.
and not the outside things that's not making me no money. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
That's the question today.
Because I definitely did see the big red doors, and I did see some Oriental people in the background. So I was like, you know, where the hell are you?
that was Tokyo.
I've never heard someone use Oriental in like 20 years. I've never heard someone say Oriental.
Whatever. But shout out to you at Evolution Griff. Everybody follow him on Twitter. And as you know, we are coming to the end of the show. So thanks everybody for tuning in with Real Rap with Nikki. Shout out to our Thoughts of Saying at Brooklyn Black as always. Shout out to at Music Maestro and Franchise World. These people are actually trying to make an influence in today's society. They have a lot going on. Please, everybody who is tuning into my show, listen up, follow. If you do follow me, like, you know, like you say you do, you actually, if you go on my timeline, you'll see all the connections. So, as I always say, don't give a fuck about what anybody has to say about what you do and what you got going on. As long as you're doing something that's positive and, you know, you're trying to make an influence and you're trying to better yourself, do you, boo. Mwah, and good night.
Night.
And as always, y'all already know, fellas, don't be a fool. Rap your fool. Ladies, don't fall for the scam. Protect the clan. Y'all arrive alive. Don't drink and drive. Don't forget this show and all other shows on the Free Game Radio Network. Catch on blogtalkradio.com/freegame_radio. Hit us up on that Twitter, freegame_radio.
Nikki Boss will be back Thursday night, 8 o'clock, cramming the
Thursday.
Real rap. And we out of here. You guys be safe.
Yeah, I already know.
Indonesia, once again, good morning. Thank you guys for supporting Free Game Radio Network and all of our shows. Shout out to Music Maestro. Shout out to the franchise. And we are out of here. Peace.
Peace.
Initiating shutdown sequence.